It's a global issue because it affects probably more than half of the population of the world. And this is children. And when it affects children, this means it's affecting our future generation. So if we don't look after these children, protect them, prevent child marriages, and promote them so that they achieve their highest dreams, if it's possible, then we are not doing justice to a people of this world.
So we want to see globally, how is child marriage very common?
Globally, child marriage occurs predominantly in Asia and in Africa. So in Africa, and that's why this is a regional conference, especially for East Africa, whereby it happens in all the countries that are participating. It happens in South Sudan, as well it happens in Tanzania, it happens in Uganda, Kenya, we heard Comoro, we heard Zambia. So in all these countries it happens. If I speak for Tanzania, the figures are 37% of children are married before the age of 18. So coming together means coordinating efforts. And I believe if we work together, we will work far, meaning that we'll have a better results because we'll be learning from each other.
Yeah, you are one of the facilitators, and we want to see in Tanzania, how did you manage to minimize child marriage?
This is where the media plays a big part. It's creating awareness among all stakeholders. By this, I mean government leaders, I mean civil society organizations, international organizations, but most importantly, to the parents who are the main people who should be focused because they need to bring up their children. But also the girls, that they have the space. But the boys who are the brothers, then we have the traditional leaders and the religious leaders. So in totality, all the people should be involved in this. And in Tanzania, the media has been in the forefront, in that all the, be it newspapers, television, radio, and community radios, all of them have seen this as a national issue and have seen it that if they don't take part in a national issue, then they are not doing their first responsibility. That means as journalists, as media, we are responsible to the people.
If we may say, what are the causes that lead to child marriage? People say maybe poverty, but I don't know if poverty is the issue. What is the issue here?
Issues that bring about child marriage are, let's say, widespread. They are cross-cutting. If you want to look at the issue of education, then access to education, if it isn't there, then a parent will marry a child off. But then again, if you look at poverty, and poverty is also embedded in gender inequality, whereby if a family is poor, then maybe you marry off a girl to get dowry so that you have money to help the family. I've yet to see a family getting rich from marrying off a daughter. But then again, poverty, when it comes to choice, who should go to school? Then it will be the boy rather than the girl, and the girl will wait to marry off. But then again, if you come to the patriarchal society that we live in, where the girl child doesn't have as much value or importance as her brother. So there are a lot of issues. But then if you look at society in general, we don't promote our girls. So there are a lot of cross-cutting issues. Even if you look at health-wise, are there facilities? You look at education, and then you look at the systems that are in place in every country. Monitoring of births, so that you register, so that we know that girls don't go to school. So it is something that embraces all aspects of life, and that's why when we look at it, we can't look at only one sector, let's say poverty, and say let's deal with poverty. No, we should look at all of it. And basically, as the media, we need to look at, this is not good, it has repercussions, but how do we go about rectifying? And this creating awareness, but also going to schools to empower the girls, but also talking to parents, traditional leaders, and getting political will from the government. Because I always believe that if a leader of a country talks, then the people will follow. So it needs political will for it to move forward.
How long does it take for us to minimize child marriage?
This is not a process that will end today. It is an ongoing process because it's a system that was embedded in our societies. So we will keep on. It's not for one day and it's not for the week. But I believe together we are stronger. And if we get the message there that let's put the reasons why. Let's look at the benefits. And together, as nations, as a continent, then let's let these children of ours reach their potential, attain their highest dreams. We as nations, we as a continent, we can justify our actions towards the girl.
One thing I still need to know, how you people in Tanzania have done it.
This issue of child marriage was, first of all, not a national issue. If you look at Tanzania, in every 10 girls, 4 will be married before the age of 18. That is not a statistic that as a country you would want to have. So it is working from that. But also seeing the effects, maternal mortality, children dying because their bodies can't withstand the rigors of pregnancy or marriage for that matter. And through that, we have workshops to enlighten. We train journalists on gender-based violence. But then we have short advertisements, public service announcements on the issue of child marriage.